Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha, and I welcome you to my channel. As you can see from my previous videos, I mostly talk about INFJ stuff, and I've spoken about spirituality and other topics before, but I'm getting a lot of ideas for INFJ videos right now, so I'm just going to keep on doing them until I run out. And in this one, I wanted to speak to you about a question that was asked recently that I thought was really brilliant. It turned out the question was actually not that question, but the original question that I imagined it to be is brilliant and requires or needs some reflection on it. And so I decided to reflect on it, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna do a video about it because it's important. And the question had to do with something about how to build a habit of working out as an INFJ. Because that's something that, you know, we can barely get ourselves to drink water during the day, enough water during the day so we're not dehydrated. We can barely sleep enough or eat enough to sustain ourselves and keep ourselves from losing too much weight. We can barely sustain or do all the different activities that are required to live on this planet, to be a human being, a physical being on this planet. And so in order to do all the things that we require to live, and then actually adding on top of it a little bit more, is very difficult for us. And to build a habit out of it is even more difficult, because some things are easy for us to build a habit about, especially if you really care about it. But if you don't care about it, if you find it useless or a waste of time, or if you're just not interested in it, it's very hard for an INFJ to even muster up enough intensity or interest to do that item, that particular item, whatever it might be. that's something that a lot of my friends in the past, my family members, have noticed about me, and they've told me, you know, if you're not interested in something, boom, you're not going to do it. It's just not going to happen. I won't even try to do a slapshot job of it. I'm not going to be like, all right, I'm just going to do a bad job of it, because I don't want to even do it at all, right? So a lot of times now I'll just say no, because I'm lucky enough to be in a position where I can say no. But in the past, I wasn't able to do that. And so I would be like, it was very difficult for me to live in that way. But I have managed, as you might imagine, to build certain habits into my life. Now, a lot of these habits I am extremely interested in. So it's easy for me to build these habits. Of course, one of them is writing every single day. Another one is doing yoga every day. Is something that I don't think of it as a workout. I think of it as a communing with the spiritual, the deeper spiritual parts of me and with God. And so, you know, that's how I convince myself to do yoga every day. Well, it doesn't require a lot of convincing. I can just do it. Or meditating every day. Again, it's communing with my deeper self. It's communing with God, with the transcendence that's all around me. And it's so easy once I built the habit to be like, wow, I'm doing it for God. Of course I'm going to do it, kind of thing. Not that I'm saying I do it every day. I skip days, but I don't worry about it that much. And that's a part of what I'm going to be speaking about in this video, is how to build a habit but not go into our perfectionist madness and ruin everything because we're like, oh, I missed a day. That means I'm just going to skip the entire thing, because that's what we do as INFJs. So one of the first things I would say about building a habit is we need to connect it to a deeper meaning. Like, it has to have some sort of deeper meaning to it. It has to have some sort of deeper mission or vision for us, because we won't undertake something unless it has that. And a lot of times it's not given to us. Like, people don't tell you, oh, you should learn a different language because it means that you can communicate with people who need it, or, you know, you should learn sign language because you can help someone in need. They don't actually say it like that. What you need to do as an INFJ is you need to build that into your life. So you need to build meaning into everything that you do in your life, because that's how you're able to do the things that are necessary. Why do I care about finances so much? Because I know there's a deeper meaning to it. I can build my financial freedom, and my freedom is so important to me. And so once I connect my freedom to money, it all falls into place. And I'm like, yes, I'm absolutely interested in money, because money is freedom to me. It's my independence. It's my time freedom, my location freedom, my freedom to do what I want with my days. That's what money means to me. And so once I was able to make that connection, now I love talking about money, I love reading about money, and I love talking about my finances with everyone around me. I'm totally open about it. But before that, before I made that connection, it wasn't as easy, right? So everything that you do, everything that you want to build into your life as a habit or as something that is important to you, you have to make it mean more than just the item, more than just the activity. It's not just doing asanas, which is the yoga poses. It's connecting with God. Huge, deeper, beautiful meaning, which means so much more to me than me moving myself and my body into different poses, right? It's not about accumulating money. It's about connecting with my freedom, being able to build my financially free, independent, ideal life. Wow, that has true meaning for me, and I'm really able to get into finances because of that. So again, whatever habit you want to build, doesn't matter what the habit is, this applies to all habits, whatever habit you want to build, you need to build something, you need to make something deeper in it. You need to find, what is that deeper purpose for you? Why are you doing it? Why do you want to work out every single day? Well, because if you work out every day, you'll have more energy to do all your amazing projects. You can be more creative because your body is moving, and you're going to sleep better. That means that you'll have more energy during the day to do your projects. A lot of it comes down to that, for me at least. When I work out, I always think of it, okay, it's going to give me more energy to do the work that I want to do with my life. Awesome, perfect. That's exactly what I need. And so again, build something deeper into that habit so you can do it and you can feel good while you're doing it. Because a lot of times what happens with our habits is we consider them a waste of time. But if you know that there's a deeper purpose to it, there is a long-term purpose that you're working towards, then you won't feel like it's a waste of time. Every single time you sit down to learn Spanish, or you sit down to read a little bit more about money, you're going to know why you're doing it. It's not a waste of time. It's not, you're not doing it because you're trying to fix something or do something. You're doing it because there's a deeper purpose to it, right? There's a deeper meaning to it. You're looking at the bigger picture. So always do that. Yeah, always relate it to something that you can connect to better. Another thing I always tell people, especially INFJs, but anyone who's a perfectionist, is that our perfectionism will definitely kill our habit, because what happens with perfectionists, or people who are perfectionistic, is that if we miss a single day, or if we skip a day, or if we are not able to do one little thing one day, our entire house of cards that we built our habit on just completely falls apart. The entire foundation is broken. And we're just like, all right, I guess I missed a day. I'm just going to skip the whole thing. I'm just going to stop doing it completely. Yeah, that's your perfectionist nature saying that. It's not real. It doesn't mean anything. Skipping a day, even a week, doesn't mean anything in the big picture, as long as you go back to it, as long as you go back to the habit, right? But the reality of things is that as an INFJ, you'll be like, oh, right, I skipped a day. Oh, my gosh, I was terrible today. I didn't follow my diet. Or, oh, my God, I didn't do my yoga asanas today. Or I didn't do my meditation today. Okay, I'm a terrible person. I don't deserve to have this habit. I'm just going to stop the habit completely. Don't let that happen to you. Know that it will happen. Those thoughts will come up and you will start thinking this way. You'll be like, oh, maybe I should just stop doing the whole thing entirely. I'm just going to skip it. I'm just going to just pretend like it doesn't even exist. No. If you do skip a day, realize that that's normal. That's human. And you are human, even though you'd like to believe you're not. And yes, you might be a little bit alienish at times, but you are still human. And so yes, you're imperfect. You'll make mistakes. You'll skip days, even weeks sometimes. But it's okay. As long as you can realize, okay, you know, I really still do want to, I still want this habit in my life. Even though I skipped a week or a day or whatever it might be, I want to do it again. I'm going to start. I'm going to restart. I'm going to reset my life and I'm going to start again. Today is the new day. I'm just going to do it today and that's fine. I'll forget about the past. Right? And that's basically what you have to do every single time, because yes, you will skip days. You will miss days. I mean, life happens, you know. Things happen. Your day is so busy and you forget about doing a thing. And then you wake up the next morning and realize, oh my gosh, I didn't do that thing yesterday. I do this a lot with my lessons. I'm learning some languages right now just because it's fun to do on Duolingo. And I notice that some days will be really busy. And before I know it, the end of the day has come and I fall asleep. And the next day, Duolingo will tell me, oh, you missed a day yesterday. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I missed a day. What, how could I not remember? Well, and instead of going into my self-pity, self-victimizing madness routine where I berate myself, I'll always just say, okay, cool. I'm just going to start again today. And I'll just do the lesson right away before I can forget about it or skip it. Yeah. And as soon as I start doing the lesson, it's so much fun to learn a language. For me, I love learning languages. I love words. I love languages. And so as soon as I start doing it, I forget about the fact that I skipped a day. And I just get really into it. I'm really excited for it. And so that completely negates the whole negative aspect of missing a day. Right? So I really do implore you to get over your perfectionist streak when you're building a habit, because it's not about being perfect at it. It's about doing it as much as you can. Now, a lot of the habits I'm building are a lifetime habit. It's not like I'm going to do them for a month or two and then I'm done with it. I'm going to write for the rest of my life until I die. I'm going to do yoga until I die. I'm going to meditate until I die. I'm probably going to learn languages, or at least be involved with words in some shape or form until I die. And so these are all habits I don't think of as, oh, I'll do them for the next year and then I'll find something new to do. It's not like that for me. And so maybe if you could think of it like that as well, perhaps these are habits that you want to build for a lifetime. And whatever the lifetime means to you, a lifetime might be, you know, 3 years for you, or it might be 5 years, or it might be 20 years, or it might be the entirety of your life, whatever that means to you. But I always think long-term rather than short-term. I'm not just building a habit for the next week or so. I'm building a habit for life. I want to change myself for life. And so I really like you to start thinking about it that way as well. Yeah, I think these two things are primary in my, and I'm sure there's lots of other things I could say on this as well, but these are the two things I would say as the most important things I've noticed for myself as an INFJ to build a habit. And I really do implore you to try these two things and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, message me and let me know. And then maybe I can come up with some other tidbits that I use unconsciously sometimes to build habits in my life. Again, thank you so much for being on my channel, for asking questions, for being so open to all the different ideas I share. And I shall see you the next time around. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.